Good morning, everyone. I want to greet everybody in Christ's name this morning. When Norvin asked me to have devotions, I immediately started freaking out and racking my brain. What am I going to talk about? And anyway, that night I went to bed and I started listening to the Bible on my phone, and I decided to turn to Jeremiah. I hadn't read that book in a while, and as I was sitting there getting ready to fall asleep, kind of starting to doze off, what I was listening to really struck me. And the book of the first chapter, let's find it here, just really, really jumped out at me. It's Jeremiah's call when God first called him to prophecy. So anyway, starting in verse 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anahoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, the king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, into the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of God came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north, and evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls there round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, who have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipping the works of their own hands. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. When I first heard this and started reading this, in verse 5, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee. God has a plan for each one of us. Before we were even born, he knows us. He knows what we're going to be facing. He knows everything about us. And then in verse 6, he said, Jeremiah's saying, it's like, I cannot do this, I cannot prophesy. I cannot do what you ask. I'm too young. He's almost giving up. And, I kind of find myself a little bit that way, I find myself praying, like, God, what's your plan for me? But if he would show me his plan, reveal it, will I be 100% willing to give up everything I have, whether he calls me into awkward situations, who knows what he has planned for us or for myself. And then, verse 7 and 8. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. Thou shalt go and I shall send thee. Whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. You know, whatever God calls us to, he will give us a way, you know, whether it's through tough times, you know, whatever he brings us through, he's there to guide us. He will not let us down. And then in verse 10 through 16, you know, God is giving him visions of what's going to happen to Jerusalem and all the people who have fallen away, you know, people that were worshiping other gods, burning incense to other gods, and, you know, worshiping things that their hands have made. You know, I kind of had to liken it to my hobbies, you know, everything I spend a lot of time in. You know, it's pretty obvious here. He makes it really plain that he has zero tolerance for that. You know, God is a jealous God, and he isn't going to put up with us worshiping ourselves or things we have completed. And then in verse 18, for behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. I kind of had to take it like this, you know. We'll face, they were obviously going to be facing a lot of, or Jeremiah was going to be facing a lot of opposition probably because he was so young. And God says in verse 18 and verse 19 that, you know, I have made thee a defense city, brazen wall, you know, stand up to him. I will protect thee. I will be there for you. Do not fear. I will be standing here with you while you're prophesying, and I will, yeah, help him out. I don't know. That just really, really struck me. It's so encouraging reading through here. I mean, there's a lot of different directions you could go in this chapter, but it just really, really stuck out to me. Very, very encouraging. But, yeah, anyway, that's all I had. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for this day. God, thank you that we can worship you like this. God, thank you for this first chapter in Jeremiah. God, thank you for what it meant, how encouraging it is, and help me to apply it. And we ask all the things in Jesus' name. Amen.